Eric, and I'm happy to be moving into this chair for the next several hours and be all involved in all the great things that are going on at St. Gabriel Radio. My guest for this hour is Deacon Patrick Wilson from over in Newark, and we welcome you here today.
Good morning, everyone. Morning, Dave.
And we always like to start off each hour with a moment of prayer, and I'm going to turn that over to Deacon Patrick.
Thank you. And let's begin this prayer with the prayer to the Sacred Heart. And after we make that prayer, then I'll make a short explanation of why I chose that prayer. Let's begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most holy heart of Jesus, fountain of every blessing, I adore you, I love you, and with a lively sorrow for my sins, I offer you this poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that I may live in you and for you. Protect me in the midst of danger. Comfort me in my afflictions. Give me health of body, assistance in my temporal needs, your blessing on all that I do, and the grace of a holy death. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And a brief note on why I chose the devotion to the Sacred Heart and that particular prayer. Our parish over at Blessed Sacrament has chosen to make a novena of prayers over the next 9 months, from September all the way until next June, for reparation for the times of the sins in the past, whether our own, those of others, whatever we can do. We need to join in community, and we are saying that now at the end of each of our Masses. Every Mass we say at Blessed Sacrament, we're saying this prayer to the Sacred Heart.
It really is wonderful, the emphasis that's being placed on the Sacred Heart of Jesus in this diocese. You know, it's not been but just a couple of years since the entire diocese was consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus by Bishop Campbell.
Yes.
And we have so many parishes that are doing that, you know, in their parish, and individuals.
And so many homes actually enthroned to the Sacred Heart.
That's right.
And many more missionaries coming forward and joining the teams that are doing those enthronements. It's a true blessing.
Yeah. The Sacred Heart is such a powerful thing, and bringing that into our lives is really special. And I thank you for highlighting that at the beginning of this hour. That's terrific.
My pleasure.
Before we do anything else, we want to remind people that this is a spirit drive, and we need your participation. We need your involvement. You can do that by calling us at 459-4820. And a number of people have been doing that. We had a really good hour last hour, and we can now get an update because our angel just came flying in. Angel Dee Dee, welcome.
Hello, yes, yes. Well, indeed, you can call at 614-459-4820, or they could go on to stgabrielradio.com and make a donation there also, or just stop in because we've got some treats here also. They can get that. But I want to acknowledge right now that Michael from St. Matthew Parish, He made a donation, and it's a gift, and he especially appreciates Dave Garrick. How about that? And he enjoys Father John Rice, and just listening to the radio helps him during the day. We also want to thank an anonymous donor who gave a gift, and also Randall gave a bronze level gift, and we do appreciate that. Thank you so much, Randall, and also the anonymous person. And we have another anonymous at St. Christopher's Parish who made a donation in honor of the deceased family members. And the thing they like best about St. Gabriel Radio is the entire staff. So I congratulate them for that. And if you'd like to make a donation, 614-459-4820. Go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Great.
Very good.
Thank you, Angel Dee Dee. We want to also make mention, of course, that we've got folks out there that we know that we want to have call in. I'm a proud member of St. Joseph Cathedral, and I hope that all of our folks from St. Joseph Cathedral will continue their support of St. Gabriel Radio. And if you'd like to call in over the next hour or so, we'd love to have a contribution from you. My hometown, of course, is Newark, and Deacon Patrick is over there.
We sure are. And I want to challenge everyone from Blessed Sacrament and the Newark community itself as a greater community to go ahead and join this pledge drive for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio at the number 614-459-4820. for 820.
And, you know, I should probably mention that we do have a history here.
We do.
Deacon Pat and I, from many more years ago than we probably want to acknowledge.
We could say the year if you want to.
Go ahead.
1975, I started at the radio station over in Newark, Ohio, the one on the east side. We say the call letters. It was WHTH, WNKO.
Yeah.
I started on the FM side as a part-timer. And Dave was hired shortly thereafter as the news director WHTH and WNKO. And we worked together until I left and then went on to Cambridge, Ohio, and joined WILE Radio in 1976.
I left shortly after that and came to Columbus to WOSU, mm-hmm. which at that time broadcast on this very frequency.
That's right. That's right. But, now, we won't tell stories on each other on the air, okay?
we wouldn't dare do that.
No.
But suffice it to say, we had a great time.
We did. It was a wonderful time, and it was great to see Dave then come and work at the Catholic Times later on in my career. So it was kind of nice to reconnect back that way about 10 years ago or so.
But the important thing is right now is where we are, because St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is such a wonderful tool to evangelize, to reach people, and every day people's lives are being moved by what they hear on this radio station, and it's something you can't get anywhere else.
Exactly right. And of course, how appropriate the name St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is, because as we know, St. Gabriel was the messenger, right? He is the one who brought the message to Mary, that she would be the mother of our Savior and our Lord. And appropriately, Gabriel is the one who brings the message to all the people here in Ohio.
And all of us can have a piece of being Gabriel, because in order to make all of this possible, to make this station work and to reach people, we need to have the resources.
We need
and
your help.
You listening right now can be part of that by calling us at 614-459-4820. Uh-huh. And make a contribution, make a pledge. You could become a sustaining member if you like in any amount that you want to do on a monthly basis throughout the year, or as a one-time gift of whatever that you feel that you can contribute. Maybe even a leadership gift. If you can manage a $1,000 gift or more, that would be wonderful. We would love that, and it would go so far in helping to spread the word of God.
It really would. That sustaining membership gift of $20 or more per month, you would receive Father Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary as the DVD.
Yeah, and boy, is that a nice thing to have.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he's on the air here on a regular basis, and we're going to be hearing from him here shortly. But, you know, this way you'd have it to listen to whenever you want to. In fact, why don't we go ahead and hear Father Ricardo right now? He's got some words for us on conversion.
In a book that Pope Benedict wrote, it's actually a collection of essays that he's written over the years, he says something that I found to be quite striking and quite true in my own life. He says, "My impression is that Christianity today suffers to a great extent from a lack of readiness for conversion." He says, "People are eager to receive the comfort of religion, but they are also aware that they cannot give it to themselves, but that it needs to be supported by the community of believers and its authority. But they shrink from the binding nature of church teaching and church life and reserve for themselves the choice of what they consider to be religiously useful and understandable." This is the scenario that's happening with the coach. "Committing oneself, that is, accepting the whole package, including those elements which at the moment do not seem to be either evident or useful, appears as too large a step. The obligatory doctrines and life of the church are transposed into the invective official church and are thus declared to be something bureaucratic and superficial. In the Pentecost account of the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus' call to conversion, to change one's ways, is concretized for the situation following the resurrection. Through Peter's speech, the listeners realize that they killed the one whom God had sent to them for their salvation. As the text says, they are cut to the heart and ask, 'What are we to do?' And the answer is, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you.' The structure of conversion becomes very clear here. First of all, it calls for hearing the apostolic message. So one of the things, hopefully, that happens to us in the season of Lent, even though we've heard these readings all the time, we hear them ad nauseum. I mean, there is few people here who are going to hear the gospel readings that we're going to hear, whether it's every day during the season of Lent or especially on the Sundays during the season of Lent, and go, wow, I never heard that. Our challenge is we've heard it too often. But the first step in repentance is to hear what's being said. If you were at Mass this morning, Jesus tells the parable of the sower, and Jesus begins the parable with this kind of bizarre expression, you know, let him who has ears to hear, hear. Hearing is very different than listening. Someone can stand up in front of us and talk all the time, depending upon which one we want to use. We can either hear but not listen, or we can listen but not hear. The admonition here is for us to hear the message of the gospel like never before. That's the first step. Then it requires, the Pope says, deep shock in the face of one's own guilt. In Acts 2, when Peter's preaching and the crowd all responds to him, the people are cut to the quick, the scriptures say. Their hearts are pierced. And all of a sudden, they realize, as Peter's talking, they killed Jesus of Nazareth. Even though they weren't the ones pounding the nails in, they realize, I killed him. My sin. It was me. I did this. Very personally. And so what's supposed to happen for all of us every year, because this just constantly deepens if we're being open to the action of the Spirit, every year that we come to realize a little bit more the beauty of the cross, even as we see the horror of the cross. I did that. I'm responsible for that. He didn't do it for us. He did it for me. Out of his great love, he did it for me. And so I have to hear the gospel, and then I have to be shocked at my own guilt. I remember going to Auschwitz one time. I've told this oftentimes, but it's a great reminder to me. I remember just walking through the camp with some friends of mine, and if you've been there, you know what it's like. If you haven't been there, you can just imagine what it's like to walk through hell, where you can feel hatred. I mean, it's just amazing, and to see what happened is just amazing. And after this experience of great anger and outrage and whatever that you have when you're walking through, shortly after that happens, then, at least for me, came this really sobering, humiliating realization that men did this, not demons, men did this, men like me, men with great passion, and that I can do that, that I have within me the capacity to do everything that I'm seeing, that this is where all of my passion, if it's not harnessed well, this is where it will go. I can hate with the best of them. I can objectify with the best of them. I can reduce someone to a thing with the best of them. If my mind is not controlled by the Spirit, so long as I am in conformity with the world as opposed to being transformed by Christ, then I can be just like them. I know that from my past. You know, hopefully we grow in that. We just grow in this humble realization that we all have this incredible potential for evil. That's why Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount raises the bar with the commandments. You have heard that it is said to kill. I tell you that it is wrong for you to hate your brother, and that he who does so shall be answerable for it. Well, most of us, or all of us, may not have killed, but I bet all of us have hated our brother or our sister at some point in our lives. We have that within us. And my thoughts, if I don't check them, if they're not constantly being brought into the light, they can run wild and they can destroy. And so Lent is a time for me to just be sobered by that and to bring my mind ever more to Christ and have him transform it.
And there is some thoughts that maybe we don't always want to hear, but once we really listen to it and understand, it's also very comforting. Mm-hmm. Because we come to realize that we're all bad in some way. Oh, we're not perfect. We have things about us that are not the ways of God. Mm-hmm. And there is a way out of that. And the way out of that is through the cross.
Thanks be to God that that is the case. Jesus Christ died for our sins and gave us the way out of our sinfulness and our sinful nature that unfortunately still hangs on to us. It still hangs on to us at all times.
And it's so exciting that, you know, by the experience of Christ, by our experience of him through the Mass, we can be cleansed of that. We can be freed from everything that's involved in that sin and find perfection and find happiness.
And what a loving God we have that allows that to happen.
It's just an amazing thing. And, you know, folks that have not come to realize that yet, this is this is your invitation.
That's
and
right.
This is the place where you can begin finding that, and you can find it even more in the church, in what happens in the Mass. And so it's a very exciting thing, this call to conversion.
The call to conversion, too, Dave, is just so important to recognize that once we have taken that individual conversion, turned ourselves over to Christ, it's no longer an individual thing. It's now community. And that community helps us be strengthened. It helps us to strengthen one another through the efforts of such things as St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and the EWTN Network. All these things really help us strengthen our faith and spread that faith to one another and to the whole world.
And that is what we're all about here in our Fall Spirit Drive, because we want to really get the message across to people. And the way that we can do that is with your help, by your contribution to this radio station and doing what we need to do to get the message out. And you're doing that. And I'm very excited to announce, you know, we had a goal for this hour to get 14 total gifts before 11 o'clock. We're already halfway there.
Awesome.
We have 7 gifts in already, and we're very excited about that. We also had a goal of 6 sustaining members, and we've got 2 new sustaining members. So let's keep that going.
And the incentive beyond that sustaining gift, if we get those goal, we matched 14 per hour that we've set as our goal now, we have another donor who has promised to give $750 in excess of that goal. So let's celebrate that very soon.
So pick up the phone right now. Call us at 614-459-4820 and be part of the great things that are going on at St. Gabriel Radio this week, because what you do for us this week will continue through the whole coming year to provide all sorts of means for people to understand more of the things that are important in our faith.
It's really, it's very important, too, to understand how inexpensive radio really is. You might think that it's very expensive with a pledge drive going on, but really programming only costs $1 a minute. And how inexpensive is that? We can spend that on a cup of coffee, right? We can do that for other ways. But there's other ways that listener-supported radio can really help us. $1 a minute, $20 or more a month is a sustaining membership here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You can get into the leadership gift of $1,000 or more, or even a business membership where $60 a month over, you get 100 mentions on the air per year here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. It's really a wonderful way for us to participate in our faith.
So please do that. Give us a call, 614-459-4820. And, you know, I just gave you a sort of a recap on our goal for the hour, but our angel just has flown in. Here's Dee Dee to acknowledge some of the people who have been calling.
Thank you, David. And first of all, you have a wonderful voice, and it's so melodious and peaceful. So I'm going to jack it up a little bit by telling you a joke, okay?
Okay.
So why did the golfer wear 2 pairs of pants?
I have no idea.
Oh, in case he got a hole in one. Drum roll, please. Okay. Well, we want to thank some of the people calling in right now. We want to thank Jim. He's at OLPH. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And he's donating in honor of his parents, Rose and Leonard Martin. And what he likes best about St. Gabriel Radio is Father Ricardo. And a lot of people say that when we ask them. And he is a sustaining member at the bronze level. So thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. We're also getting calls and online, which people can do if they go to stgabrielradio.com. They can donate online. And so we got some gifts that way. We want to thank Andy, and he's given this gift in honor of Father Dan, Father Jim, Deacon Mike at OLPH Parish. And we want to thank him so much for that. That really assists us. Also, another gift from Katrina, and she really enjoys Father Ricardo also. And like I said, a lot of people do, and she likes to listen when she's driving home from work. And she's at St. Simon and Jude in West Jefferson. So thank you, Katrina. And we have another online contributor, and this person is Doug, and Doug's at St. Joseph Circleville, not to be confused with St. Joseph here in Columbus. And look at this. You'd think I did this on purpose. He enjoys Father Ricardo's program and listening to the local priest. So again, if you would like to call in, do so at 614-459-4820, or you could go online at stgabrielradio.com and make your contribution and keep us on the air.
All right. Thank you, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
You know, really great testimonials that all these people that in particular love Father John Ricardo. But we have so many other wonderful programs as well. And people will always be talking to me about those programs. Mm-hmm. And they're all different in their own way. They all bring us to that same central message when you get down to it. But they take different approaches. They provide different insights. And they all make for great listening, and that's really something that is unique about this radio station.
It really brings to life the message of St. Paul. Although we are all parts of the individual parts of the body, we're still part of the one body and individually parts of it.
And you know, one of the great things about radio as a evangelization tool is that we can go out and reach people directly. If you think in terms of what people most often think about churches, you have to go there. Uh-huh. You have to have already made a decision that you want to go in there and hear what's being preached, hear the word that's being read, and participate in the body and blood of Christ. But we need to do more than have it available there. We have to go out and get that word to the people. When Christ sent his apostles out, he didn't say, stay at home and we'll set up a little building here and people will come to you. Sure. He said, go out and carry the message. Mm-hmm. And they did that one-on-one to people throughout the Holy Land and then throughout the entire world as it was known at that time.
That's true.
We still have to do that today. And the beauty of this is that anybody with a radio can be tuning across the dial, and they can hear the word.
True.
They can hear something that makes a difference.
One of the important things that you mentioned, as we go to Mass, you know, we have to choose to go to Mass. We have to choose to get ready and go. But in that making that choice, we also have to make sure that we're prepared to hear the word. And part of what we can do now is use St. Gabriel Catholic Radio in helping us prepare to go to Mass on a weekly basis, or on a daily basis even. Our readings are always right there. Our message is clear to the people. We have to believe in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And preparing ourselves for that, then the word comes alive in the Mass setting that we have. Jesus Christ himself presents himself as present at the hands of the priest at the consecration. And then we can take that message of the gospel to everyone that we meet as we go forth from there.
And we all have a piece in doing that. And, you know, one of the beauties is that, you know, a person could just be driving down the street in their car, mm-hmm. and they're in traffic and everything else, and nothing on the radio is music that is anything they are interested in at the moment. It's just not it. They're tuning around and hear that right. message is, and it catches their attention.
You're right.
As they drive around, they see other cars. Everywhere I go, I see cars with that 820 sticker.
AM 820,
right on the back of the car. And they'll say, well, people will see that, and it says Catholic Radio. What is that?
Yes.
Around Columbus in different places, you find the billboards that we have up. Again, it's a call. It's a message. It is an outreach. It says, you know, there is a message here for you. Listen.
Thanks be to God that we had AM 820 boost that signal over the last few years as well. When we were at 1580, it wasn't quite as strong, and people over in Newark, for example, couldn't quite hear it during the day. Now, AM 820, you'll see all kinds of bumper stickers in the Newark, Ohio area where I'm from that say AM 820, and I know I've got a Catholic listener right there.
And we're about to go even bigger. In later this year, We're going to be on the air in Portsmouth.
Wonderful.
With a brand new station in Portsmouth that's on FM. Uh-huh. And it's at the FCC right now awaiting approval, but we hope that by the end of this year we'll be on the air in Portsmouth, rebroadcasting what's coming from here, and then eventually at doing some programming of their own involving the priests and the lay people down in Scioto County and Southern Ohio.
Satellite station is very appropriate and very important to bring that word of listener-supported radio to all areas of our diocese. As you know, it's very, very sprawling. The Diocese of Columbus is 23 counties, and it goes from the Ohio River clear up to Ada in northern western Ohio.
That's
so
right.
We have a big area. So that's where we need your support. Our friends and family, we need that support at stgabrielradio.com for your donations coming in at this time, or you can also call 614-459-4820.
And, you know, another thing that we like to talk about is during different times of the year, a lot of special things go on. Every year at Lent, we take a little extra time to look a little deeper into ourselves. And Deacon Patrick has done some great things to help us with that, because you record a special reflection for every day in Lent.
Every day in Lent. And we also actually have done it every day in Advent, too. So it's a blessing to be able to do that. I'm very happy to do that for the radio station, and I've gotten a lot of great comments on those, yes.
Okay, what we want to do now is move on to a testimonial. With us right now is Kathy Brill, and she's from our hometown.
Awesome.
From over in Newark, a member of St. Francis Parish, and welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what Catholic radio has meant to you.
For me, I think it has just been such a way to learn so much more about the faith. Every day, every time I listen, there's something that I learn. I love Catholic Answers Live. There's so much knowledge there, and just so much to learn. I listen to Al Cresta a lot on the way home from work, and he just has such interesting guests and people, authors or speakers, and you know, a lot of times they're talking about current topics in the news, but they're giving more of the Catholic perspective on that, and so I find that really interesting.
I just was looking over some notes here about you, and one of the things I've just noted is that you cook for Father Sizemore over at St. Francis.
Oh, only once in a while. There's a group of us who cook for him each week. So yes, I do. When it's my turn, I do.
Well, what we need to do is we could probably spice him up just a little bit more. You could see, put a little bit of extra jalapeno in some of his stuff.
I think maybe he's spiced up enough.
But it's you know, it's wonderful what we hear from people that that do listen regularly and how it impacts their life, and I'm sure you see that with others over in the Newark area too.
Yeah, I think so. And there's a lot of AM 820 bumper magnets around town, and I love that when you know, drive through town and driving over here today, and you see those bumper magnets. That's really, really great. So I think a lot of people are coming on board.
Well, we appreciate you being a regular listener. We appreciate you taking care of Father Sizemore and participating in all the church activities over at St. Francis. That's a wonderful parish, and so please keep that up, and thanks for coming in to be with us today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to step away and take a little pause for the cause, but we'll be back very shortly. Again, you're listening to St. Gabriel Radio, and you can call and contribute to the Fall Spirit Drive at 614-459-4820.
This is Michael Warsaw, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of EWTN. Every day at EWTN, we hear tremendous stories of the impact that Catholic radio has had on the lives of so many people, lives that have been transformed, lives that have literally been saved, people who've been brought back into the practice of their faith in a strong and vibrant way, all because of the power of Catholic radio. At EWTN, our programs are provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to stay on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory, Open Line, Call to Communion, and Catholic Answers every single day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. I hope you'll prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Capital Choice Office Furniture, local friendly service for small to mid-sized businesses' office furniture needs. We specialize in quality furniture without breaking your budget. Online at savewithcc.com.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea Ryan with Miracle Motor Mart. Are you looking for a great deal on a low mileage lease return? Whether it be a car, van, truck, or SUV, go to our website, miraclemotormart.com, and look at over 400 off-lease, low-mileage vehicles at great prices. We are celebrating 30 years of serving our community, and we are thankful for all of your support. Listen, if you are driving a vehicle that is over 5 years old, you could be missing out on a lot of the new technology and safety features that can protect you and your family. And not to mention, you'll look dazzling, too. Go to MiracleMotorMart.com and save big on your next low-mileage lease return. Two locations, corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and 5100 East Main Street. Huge inventory and great prices, which equal low payments. Go to MiracleMotorMart.com. The newer the car, the safer you are.
Pro-Life Health Plan provides alternatives to traditional health insurance and Obamacare initiatives. Our plans cater to self-employed individuals and the faith-based community, allowing them to receive coverages which align with their beliefs. Enrollment available year-round. Start saving with the Pro-Life Health Plan by going to iSellHealth.com. That's iSellHealth.com.
Central Nails, for a relaxing break when it's time for a little pampering. Whether a manicure, a pedicure, or both, Central Nails is the place to take a break at 4689 Morse Road in Gahanna.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Fall Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. I'm Dave Garrick, and I'm joined with Deacon Pat Wilson.
Good morning.
And we're very happy that you are tuned in to us today, because we're doing something that is not what you normally hear on this radio station. You know, fortunately, you don't have to be getting pitches all the time year-round, but we do have to do it periodically in order to raise the money that we need to keep this station on the air, so that all the rest of those days you can get all the great programs. I particularly like Catholic Answers. Uh-huh. There are a number of others that everyone, I think, enjoys. Deacon Pat, you've got some favorites.
I do. I've recently retired from the state of Ohio. I used to drive to and from Columbus and Newark on a daily basis. And especially in the morning, I would pick up the Sunrise Morning Show on the EWTN network here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on AM 820. And then on the way home, Al Cresta would always bring up something very interesting and sometimes controversial. You know, as they say, he's got the New York Times in one hand and the Bible in the other and the Catechism of the Catholic Church in the other, right? It's amazing to hear what he can do. But I really then treasure those moments that I can spend with our friend Bishop Frederick Campbell in his Tuesday message from the chair, which, of course, would take place of Al Cresta in the afternoon on those evenings when, in fact, Bishop Campbell's message was very important for us to hear. So it's very good to
you know, once that brings up something that I think is very important. And I know, you know, if you get a chance to tune into that program, it will do wonders for you, because I've been a member of the cathedral for very many years. Mm-hmm. And if you have not heard Bishop Campbell preach, you're really, really missing something.
Oh, yes.
He has a wonderful ability to spiritually reach things that just you've never thought of before, that puts a twist on Scripture that brings it alive and is really special. He is an absolutely wonderful preacher.
I enjoy the way, particularly.
If you can't get to the cathedral or if he isn't visiting your parish, mm-hmm. you don't get to hear that except right. here.
And I especially appreciate the way he always personalizes every homily or every message that he puts together on the radio with part of his own personal past into it. You can identify with him because of the history that he brings to his message that way. He personalizes it and makes it real for all of us. Yeah. Here on AM 820.
He's a wonderful teacher, and I know, you know, from having worked with him that, you know, one of the things that he loves most is to teach. And, you know, I think a lot of being bishop involves having to do other things of administrating and all of that, and I think he does that because he has to, but what he loves is to teach.
That's true, and he's so supportive of this radio station. We really thank him for that support and for his continued prayers for the success of this radio station. So I see our goal. We're getting closer to our goal this half hour, Dave.
Yes, we are. You know, our goal is 14 mm-hmm. by 11 o'clock, and we're now up to 10. So we just need four more in the next 20 minutes, but we can go beyond that.
We can go well beyond
that.
We
can do that. If we do that, we get an extra $750 from a special contributor. Also, we have a goal of 6 new sustaining members. We're now at 4. So we're getting close on that. So, again, pick up the phone. Call us. And the number, again, 614-459-4820. And a thank you to those who have been calling in because our angel Didi just came into the studio.
Thank you, David. Well, okay, the last joke sort of fell flat, so I'm going to look to you, Deacon.
Okay.
This is for you. Okay. Which servant of God was the worst lawbreaker in the Bible?
Which servant of God was the worst lawbreaker in the Bible?
Yes.
I don't know, Didi.
Moses. He broke all 10 commandments at once.
All at once. Okay.
All right. These sound like David came up with these jokes. I'm not sure. Well, we want to thank some of our people who are calling in by the radio to donate to the radio station. Lila or Leela. I'm not quite sure. I didn't get to speak with her, so I'm going to pronounce it both ways. And she's at St. Brendan's Parish. And she loves listening because she's learning about her faith. And can't we all say about that? I learned something. And every day I listen. Amen. And she's contributing in honor of Father Bob and Father Ed at St. Brendan's, and she has increased her monthly gift. So we really want to thank you so much for doing that. Appreciate that. We're also getting some online people, so we want to thank you. That's at, if you want to donate online, go to stgabrielradio.com. And Lisa did that, and she's going to be increasing her sustaining membership at the bronze level. So we want to thank her for that. And just like other people, she's at St. Immaculate Conception Parish, and she loves Father Ricardo, Dave Anders, Catholic Answers. She just loves everything about it, don't we all? So thank you so much, Lisa. And we also have Laura, and Laura is also has given a gift, and she said she just loves everything about the radio station. So we do want to thank you. And again, just dial 614-459-4820 or go online and you can increase your sustaining membership. You could be a one-time donor. And I also want to do a shout out to some people who have never listened to St. Gabriel Radio. I know for sure there's one fellow named Doug right now and he's never listened to the radio station. So we welcome all of our new listeners and hopefully someday you will call in and make a contribution. So thank you.
Thanks, Dee Dee.
Yeah, it's also wonderful to know too that you can go online of St. Gabriel Radio and listen to it streaming live, right?
Excellent.
That's a great way to listen to it as well.
And if you're not at your computer, you can do it on the app on your smartphone.
There you go.
And that, you know, if you don't have that app on your phone yet, please do it. It's great. You'll love having it there. And I also want to mention, you know, we talked about the, you know, one of the great things on this station is the programming that we get from EWTN and the relationship this station has with EWTN is terrific. If you haven't had a chance to visit the studios down in Irondale in Alabama, or the convent where the sisters are, that is about an hour's drive north of there. It's beautiful country out there. It's unbelievable. When I paid a visit there, you can't imagine what Mother Angelica was able to create in the middle of nowhere out of nothing.
That's great.
And one of the central features in there is the El Divino Niño statue that she was inspired to place in the courtyard at the shrine. And you can have one, a copy of that. It's a beautiful little statue. And we provide that. Anyone who makes a leadership gift will receive that beautiful statue along with a copy of the DVD, The Most Holy Rosary, from Father John Ricardo, for a gift of $1,000 or more. And I'm sitting here looking at the little statue right now. Every time I look at it, it just inspires me. It is a beautiful, beautiful little piece.
It really is beautiful. It really is.
So this is your chance to do that. You're not going to find these anywhere else, and they're really, really special. So the number to call, 614-459-4820. We do want to hear from you, and we want your involvement. We want your participation, and this is something that you can be a part of.
Right. You can make a gift in honor of different people, maybe a child or a grandchild, a deceased loved one. We've heard our Dee Dee coming in, our angel, telling us about how some of these have been in honor of priests or other people that have influenced them in their lifetime and their faith. So it's a great way to do this. I would especially consider having that done for someone who has impacted your faith journey as well, because it's a great way to continue supporting the faith that we all believe.
And, we've been talking about the programming that comes into the station. One of the great contributors that you get to listen to on this station is Father Bill Casey, and he has words for us right now of love.
The one sin that we most often tend to commit against other people is the sin called detraction. Now, what is detraction? Well, we define detraction as unnecessarily revealing the hidden faults of others. You see, your neighbor's reputation is supposed to be held as sacred in your sight. Every man and woman has a right to his or her good name. The Apostle St. James wrote, "Let no one think himself holy if he fails to control his tongue." The Holy Scriptures tell us that if we don't love others, it is impossible to love God. The Apostle St. John wrote, "Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and does not love his brother, he is a liar. This is the commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother." Now, in the last several minutes since I began this talk, I have used that word, love, just about 20 times. For the benefit of those of you who are keeping count. But here's the big question of the day. What does that word mean? What does it mean to love in a truly Christian sense? You know, that word love gets thrown around and kicked around an awful lot these days. Many of us have lost sight of the true meaning of that word. I think the word love has become one of the most misused and misunderstood words in the whole English language. For example, we Americans say that we love all kinds of things. We love sports. Boy, do we love sports. I think sports have become a kind of an idol in the lives of many of our people today. I'll tell you what I think. If we were as enthusiastic about God in this country as we are about sports, this would be a nation of saints. We could convert the whole world. We love sports. We love nice cars and nice clothes and shopping malls. We love fast food. We love hamburgers and cheeseburgers and french fries and pizza and ice cream. And we love music and movies and television and computers and the stock market. You ever seen those bumper stickers? "I love New York. I love my cat." We love too many things to mention. And then we know there are some people who love all the wrong things in life, things that lead them directly away from God. For example, some people love money. Now, some people think the Bible says that money is the root of all evil. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says that the love of money, the love of money is the root of all evil. Some people are in love with their wealth and immaterial possessions. Some people love power, status, worldly success. Some people love only themselves and their own selfish pleasures. And some people we know even love sin. Oh yes, some people love sinful relationships and sinful lifestyles. How often today do we hear about the so-called alternative lifestyles, non-traditional lifestyles, liberated lifestyles, homosexual lifestyles, cohabitation and all the like, lifestyles that make the breaking of God's commandments into a way of life. Well, I'll tell you what, friends, this is an abuse of our language because these are not lifestyles. Let's call them what they really are in the sight of Almighty God. They're death styles. Death styles. Any way of life that sets itself in opposition to God's law and to God's will is never a way that leads to life. It is a way that leads to death. Spiritual death. Eternal death. And that's the worst death of all.
And that's a message that we all need to hear, and it's a message that hits you pretty hard.
Oh, yes, it does. Father Bill gets right to the point. You know, and he makes the point greatly that really any sin that we commit or any time we put something ahead of God, whether it be money, whether it be sports, whether it be our personal love of self, we put ourselves above God. And what's that first commandment? Love the Lord above all things. With your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul. How easy it is to break that first commandment, isn't
it? That's so true. And, you know, love is what it's all about, but we have to understand what love really is.
Yes.
And how that fits in our life.
And through the mercy of God, through the mercy of our loving God, we have Jesus Christ as that propitiation for our sins, as the way of salvation to get past the sinfulness of our nature.
It's something that, you know, that we all have in one way or another. We certainly don't all fall into all of the sins, thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness for that, yeah.
But we all have our own portion of that, and we can't overcome that ourselves.
No.
That's beyond the strength of humans.
It is. It's up to each one of us to determine how. And pray to God that he'll send his Holy Spirit to us to determine how we can support others and how we can get more enthusiastic about God. As we're here at AM 820, I think fondly of a friend of mine in Newark, Ohio, who actually loans his pickup truck out to friends who are in need of it. And when he does so, he automatically turns his radio to AM 820 and leaves the volume on so that when they turn on the truck, they're on AM 820. It's a wonderful way to promote your faith. At stgabrielradio.com or by calling 614-459-4820 and get our pledge drive underway. I would love to challenge the people of Newark, Ohio to call in right now and make our hour complete because we have a goal of 14 and we are just right now hitting 13.
That's right, and I'll join you in that as a Newark native myself. It's time to reach out, folks in Newark. We want to hear from you.
There you go.
Call us, 614-459-4820, and make a contribution and be part of our team here because that's really what we're setting out to do is to get that message across. As Deacon Pat mentioned, we're up now to 13 gifts for this hour on our goal of 14. So pick up the phone and push us over the top. We're also a 5 out of 6 for our goal on sustaining members. So one more sustaining member gift and we'll be at our goal. But we don't need to stop there.
No, we need to go over the goal. We still have 10 minutes left on the hour, Dave. Let's see what we can do.
That's right. Let's see how far we can go, and not just the folks from Newark. We certainly want to hear from them, but
absolutely,
you know, I want to hear from my folks down at St. Joseph Cathedral. I live in Pickaway County. We did have a contributor from Circleville call in a little while ago. Get some more from down that way. That would be wonderful. Let's just see where we are right now, with some recent contributions. Our angel Dee Dee is back in the studio.
Hello, gentlemen, and everybody that's listening. We're doing great. I think we're only one away from our goal. Is that correct?
That's
is
right.
That what we're seeing? Right. Okay, well, we want to right now thank someone who sent in a bronze sustaining membership. So thank you so much for that. We do appreciate it. And we also received two cash gifts, and so we do appreciate that, too. And I particularly want to thank Troy. Troy's at St. Mary's in Delaware, and he is giving in honor of his mom, Diane, and he is at the gold sustaining membership level. And we do want to thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Troy.
He loves Catholic Answers Live. I think we all do. We've learned so much. So if you want to get us to our goal of 14, I think we're only one away. Call 614-459-4820, or you could go online, and if you're in the neighborhood, stop by, and we'll give you some free food, too. So,
and Dee Dee, give them the address here at the radio station if they're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's good. It's on Winterset Drive. Have no idea what the number is.
it's right at the corner with Henderson, and the address is 4673 Winterset.
Oh, you're brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's get that 14. We're almost there.
Thanks,
okay.
Dee Dee.
Okay. All right. Well, we are coming closer to the end of this hour, so we really do want to get those phones ringing and get us over our goal for the hour. The number 614-459-4820, or log online, and you can make your contribution through there. We want to hear from you, and this is your chance to be part of our team.
It's a great way to give for those who can't. You know, sometimes we know people who are in desperate times, that they really cannot afford to give this particular gift. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. It's not ours to judge. But in faith, why don't we help support them? We can renew our church that way, have a conversion of hearts, support families. But let's pray for those who cannot give, and let's support them by giving for those.
That's right, because that's part of what we are called to do, is to do things on behalf of other people, to help them to be part of what we're doing. And so I know I used to do the same thing, try to provide free copies of the Catholic Times when I was an editor to folks who might not otherwise get a copy of the diocese newspaper. It's a way for you to help them and give them something that they may not be able to afford to do on their own.
That's right. Good way to promote the faith is to promote AMA 20 and to talk about it even in places where you work. Sometimes we can't talk about our faith in the workplace, but when we display our faith in the workplace by the simple acts that we do the work that St. James, of course, says is to do the work and live your faith, because without work, faith doesn't have a place there. We have to do faith, and we have to show our works by our good works. Yeah.
And we also do have some drawings that take place during this, and I should mention that if you do a contribution, you will be entered in a drawing to win a Our Lady of Fatima statue. That drawing will take place at noon on Saturday, and it's a beautiful statue.
It's a wonderful statue. And there's also another giveaway of two raffle tickets for two OSU football tickets to the November 3rd Nebraska game. I don't know if we have any Nebraska fans here or not, but I know we have some OSU fans around the place.
Oh, there's a couple, yeah. So that's another thing that, by participating and doing something good, you'll have a chance to win something really cool. And we encourage you to do that. And current sustaining members also we'll have a chance at winning a second Our Lady of Fatima statue.
And it's so easy to become a sustaining member. It takes simply $20 or more per month, and if you're already a sustaining member, you can up that gift if you feel the call to do so. If the Holy Spirit's moving you to do that, by all means.
It's a really great way to give, because it happens every month, and it doesn't take that much out each time, and it works well. I know my wife and I are sustaining members, and we love to give that way, and The money just keeps going into the station to help out. It also is helpful when I go to do the taxes at the end of the year.
Of course it is, yes. Of course, for that $20 sustaining gift, you can get Father Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD. And if you decide to go up into the leadership role of $1,000 or more, you can receive not only that DVD, but of course the El Divino Nino statue that we're talking about. And if you are in a business here in the Columbus area or in the Columbus Diocese, you can help your own business by joining us with a business membership, where you receive the DVD of Father Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary, and that level is $60 a month, and it will get you over 100 mentions a year on the radio station here. So it's a very wonderful way to support Catholic faith in on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Yeah, well, it gets the message of your business out to people who are Catholic,
yes,
and who, you know, what a great audience to try to reach, you know. That would be a terrific thing. So
many times people see that on the back of their bulletins where they advertise for their different Catholic businesses, of course. And here on the radio station, this is a great way to put your message out, and it gets to a larger group that way.
Well, we're coming up to the end of this hour, and, you know, before we finish up the hour, I want to thank Deacon Pat Wilson for being with me for this hour.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks for having me here.
And a quick piece of news that just came in. I have to mention this. We've gotten a couple more gifts in. We now have 15 on our goal of 14. So we have surpassed our goal in total gifts. And we're still one short on sustaining members. So it's not too late to call in that sustaining membership. The number 614-459-4820. So you can quickly get in and do that. But to wrap up, I want to again thank Deacon Pat Wilson for being here today. It's great to see you again.
It's good to work with you again, David.
And we'll do this again in the future, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But if you would help us to close out this hour with a word of prayer.
All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord, for the many gifts that you have bestowed on us in our lifetimes as members of the faith, and we pray for the success of this St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Pledge Drive this week, and we pray continued success for all those who are working here, and especially we pray for the blessing for those who are hearing the message that St. Gabriel is helping to deliver. We ask you, wherever they are, whether they're in their cars at this time, whether they're at home or in their business, help us to continue to spread your word, and we ask for your blessing, Father, upon all these friends of ours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. And thank you. We're going to end things for this hour. We talked earlier about Bishop Campbell and his wonderful program From the Chair, and so we're going to play a clip from that for you where Bishop Campbell talks about marriage.
Marriage and family life is the very foundation of all human society. Even though that marriage and family life may have been celebrated in different ways, in different cultural identities, and in fact, throughout, was always the basis of a human society. But of course, within the Christian understanding of marriage and family life, it had been raised by our Lord Jesus Christ to the nature of a sacrament. That is, to the manner in which God wishes to communicate his grace, his relationship and communion to us, and allow us to understand how, in fact, he is a part of us, present to us, calling us to a particular destiny and vocation. So the Church, when it speaks of marriage and family life, speaks of an institution that is fundamental to its identity and to the identity of society. It is both a natural and a supernatural reality. It is both a natural bond between man and woman and also a sacramental bond between a man and a woman in Jesus Christ. It also is rooted in the very creative nature of God from the beginning, in which he created the human person. Male and female, we are told, he created them in his own likeness and image. And therefore, from the very beginning, this relationship of male and female, husband and wife, man and woman, became the basis of human society and the privileged place where, in fact, children could be reared properly and educated to their understanding of their own personality and their own destiny within God's creation. There are some who believe that that scene in those verses in the book of Genesis, in which we are told that God made them in his image and likeness, male and female, called them to that enduring union of marriage, calling them to be open to procreation, to the acceptance of new life, may be the first reflection in the Bible that God himself was a Trinity, a consubstantial union of three persons in one Godhead.